And a band that's been a tremendous influence for many years. And I know in my treasured vinyl, this rounder 0044 with the original cover is a classic. Please put your hands together and make welcome J.D. Crow and the New South.
I'd lie there forever in the Chilico marshes. If the ladies was crying with the high bushy tail, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt in there.
Thank you so much. Everybody having a good time today? Well, we sure are too. It's good to see all you folks out here. Everybody enjoy the Boxcars. What a great band. Well, I'll take just a minute here to introduce the band to you in case some of you folks don't know who's up here playing for you. First guy's been with JD now since 1932. Comes from all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. Would you make welcome on the mandolin, Dwight McCall. Right here on the dobro, he comes to you all the way from Somerset, Somersville, Kentucky. We got Somerset and Somersville, so I wish you could both move to the same town. It'd be a lot easier for me. But we kind of hang together all the time, so we just, from everywhere. Would you make welcome on the dobro? Would you make welcome Matt to Spain? And the newlywed of the bunch here, for when he came with the band about a year and a half, 2 years ago, he said, I'm not getting married, folks. I said, oh boy, don't say that, because that's a challenge for a woman, you know. And he got married 2 weeks ago. And, so we're glad to have him back up on his feet. And I'll play it again. Would you make welcome all the way from Somerset, Kentucky, as Kyle Perkins on upright bass. And this one here, we're really glad to have him back up on his feet. About, I think back in February, he fell and broke his arm. He was trying to dive off top of the bus, and he forgot his parachute, and he landed on his arm. But he's a fast healer, I can tell you that, folks. Would you make welcome the finest banjo player in the state today? Would you make welcome J.D. Crowe from Lexington, Kentucky?
Thank you. Thank you very much. See you standing there grinning like Mike. All these, I did a workshop. How many was at the workshop? That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Well, you're not going to hear all those licks and notes that you heard down there. But I tried, I couldn't absorb all of them. I told you that. Kind of warped my brain there. Anyway, those guys are great. They really are. The guy doing all the talking to the New South. He's been with the group, I guess, 25 years, seems like. No, I'm proud of him. I think he's one of the finest vocalists today in bluegrass. If you would, he's from Stanton, Kentucky. Nice hand for Ricky Watson.
Thank you very much. We'll get Dwight to sing you one here. That this is Title Cutoff of JD's next to last CD on Round of Records, and written by one of the former band members in the band, Larry Rice. Would you, and we'll get Dwight to sing it for you. It's called Come On Down to My World. Song here. This is a real old song here. We haven't been doing it but 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll get Matt to sing it for you. And I don't know. I guess this is a country gentleman song. Where I heard it the first time. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan done this. Then the country gentleman. Never did hear Bob do it. Sure he did. You're older than us. I guess you remember that far. It's called Girl from the North Country.
Remember me to the one who lives there, for she
was a true love of mine.
Very much. That's a good job, Matt. Well, while we're working him, might as well get him to pick you one here on the dobro. Might even get JD to help on this one. That sun's moving right on in here, JD. It's good to be here. How many folks was at the banjo workshop a while ago? Do y'all know everything he knows now? Because he's forgot most of what he knows, so you can help us remember it. He makes it up as he goes along. You say, how'd you do that, JD? He said, do what? Say, play that song, he can play it. I think he's just trying to hold it all in, folks. He ain't going to show everything he knows. Here's the one he won a Grammy Award on back in 1981. Called the Fireball. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Well, we'll do you a song here that I recorded with some good friends. I recorded a CD about 3 or 4 years ago, and I had most of this band on it, and most of the Boxcars was on this on my CD also. Harold Nixon and Ronnie Stewart and Adam Steffi all played on it. JD played on it. I think just about everybody played on it. Isaac sang on it, and boy, did they make me sound pretty. I just tell you, that sounded a lot better if I'd have stayed off of it, but they can sure sing good. But here's a song that's off of it, and we've got some CDs over here on the table, and as soon as we come off, we'll be over there. But here's a good gospel song off of it called Billy G. Salvation.
From the windows of the church house came a band of praise the Lord. 6 cars and 15 pickup trucks were parked outside the door. Inside stood a man who preached the word across the nation. A chosen man who took his stand as Billy G. Salvation. His hair was dark and curly, and his collar open wide. A diamond on his finger and a woman by his side. The hymn for Sister Glory won the angels' adoration. She sang them all at altar call for Billy G. Salvation. Just as I am without one plea, when he called him hypocrite and saved lived a lie, but there's at least 1,000 souls that will stand and testify that the only thing that touched their hearts and saved them from damnation was the word of God preached by Billy G. Salvation. Sister Glory always drove that old familiar van and painted on the back door so one could understand. Was one final message to the ever congregation. Jesus saves was written there by Billy G. Salvation. The tongue to talk about the man is sharper than the sword, but who are we to criticize? He's working for the Lord. And even if he was a devil's flesh and blood creation, it's still the word of God that's preached by Billy G. Salvation. Jesus saves is written there by Billy G. Salvation.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you about some things we got over the record table. We've got, back in 1975, the last show that J.D. and Tony and Rice and Ricky Skaggs and Jerry Douglas and Bobby Sloan played together was in Tokyo, Japan. That was the last tour and the last show we played over there. They actually recorded it, and it was on LP for several years, and it was really hard to get in the States. And we've re-released it on 2 CD set, 2 box set, and got a story in there. J.D. talked about the trip over there and how fun it was and everything. And we got to plant T-shirts over there. Got a brand new gospel project that Doyle Lawson and Paul Williams and J.D. recorded back a few years ago, and just was released about 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a year ago. And Dwight's got a couple CDs over there. I've got a couple, and Matt's got 2 pair of used socks, and they have been washed. So once, wore once and washed twice. That works good. So y'all come over, and when we come off stage, we'll be glad to say you something or give you something. Some words of advice. All right. Here's the song that, this is the latest CD that J.D.'s recorded on Rounder Records. And this song was written by 2 good friends of ours, Jack Spencer and Dave Maggard, back home. And called Lefty's Old Guitar. These days I'm an old guitar nobody plays. Still a whole lot of good picking left in me. I don't mind just a hang
Lefty's old guitar, filled with memories of a superstar. My home is in the country music hall of fame. It's such a grand feeling to share old Lefty's name. I'm just hanging here on this wall and remembering all, and the good times outweigh the bad by far. Though these strings are rusty and old, they once played hits of solid gold. I'm a symbol of a star, I'm Lefty's old guitar. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. He put his heart and soul in all of the songs he wrote, and you could feel what he was feeling every single note. We traveled many years together in one night show. I should be contented with that, I suppose. But when I think of the past and all of the places we've been, Lord, I'd give the world to do it all over again. I just hang here on this wall and remember it all. And the good times outweigh the bad by far. Though these strings are rusty and old, they once played hits of solid gold. I'm a symbol of a star, I'm Lefty's old guitar. Oh, I'm proud to be Lefty. Thank you.
truckin' man. He's a long haul truckin' man.
Well, let's see. Let's slow down here and do you a song here that might cool it down here, you reckon? This is one that J.D. recorded back in 1975. Gordon Lightfoot wrote this, or Ian Tyson? Gordon Lightfoot, that's what I thought. I know I didn't write it. I know J.D. didn't write it. Matt said he wrote it. This is on the 1900-44 record that the guy was talking about a while ago. I know it changed a whole bunch of folks' life about bluegrass music. I know when I first heard it, it kind of blew me away. Here's one called 10 Degrees and Getting Cold.
He'd stand by the highway with the sign just said, Mother, when he heard the driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held the sign up higher so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder down that line. He was raised up in Milwaukee, though he never was that famous. He was just a road musician through the taverns he would go, singing songs about the rambling, loving girls and gambling, how the world fell on his shoulder back in Boulder, I don't know. He was out in Arizona when he heard a lady listening. Each word he was saying to each lie that he would cry. So he sat down by the table and they talked about the weather. 98.6 and rising, down by Boulder down that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he told her, I don't know when I've had a better friend. Now he's trained all the smart, though his troubles are not over. His feet are almost frozen and the sun's sinking low. Won't you listen to your brother if you ever loved your mother? Please pull off on the shoulder if you're going, they'll walk away. It's 10 degrees and getting colder and I pulled it down today.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll do your Merle Haggard song. Got any Merle Haggard fans here? Well, I have to tell you something. We was in Canada about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said, we got any Merle Haggard fans here? And they folks said, and I said, you know what? You ain't American if you don't like Merle Haggard. I said, well, wait a minute. You ain't Canadian if you don't like Merle Haggard. I said, you may not even be human if you don't like Merle Haggard. But we'll get Matt to sing you one here that J.D. recorded this back, I think, two CDs back ago. Maybe one CD. I can't keep up with it. It's been 30 years ago. And, no use getting no hurry. Old Dad standing over there. We got a heckler up here, folks. Kick him out. Here's your one called Back to the Bar Rooms.
Now it's back to the bar room, right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms.
be given a prize for his patience, for bartender to understand. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Now it's back to the bar room, right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again.
One, this is the title cut off of a CD J.D. Dunn in the mid to late 70s, I think, and about the middle 70s. I was 2 years old at the time, so I can't hardly remember that far. But this is the one that they haven't released on CD yet, and we hope to get that done pretty soon. Oh, you can share my blanket.
When you say that you love me, I don't know what you mean, but it seems like I should. But if I say I'm bruised and torn, another love will find me. You won't mind, but this one is for good. I don't know if I can take it, if we could really make it. I've never known a love without an end. But if you really think we can, then you can share my blanket, and we'll see what happens then.
When the coat falls from your shoulder, and it heats upon the floor, and the door behind us closed, I don't know if I can take it. It's an awful lot to handle, taking scraps of all the things I know.
I don't know if I can take it, if we could really make it. I've never known a love without an end. But if you really think we can, then you can share my blanket, and we'll see what happens then.
When you say that you love me, I don't know what to say, I'm afraid.
more. I'm afraid that you might hurt me, unable to be certain, afraid that I might turn and find me gone.
I don't know if I can take it, if we can really make it. I've never known a love without a need. But if you really think we can, then you can share my blanket, and we'll see what happens then.
Thank you very much. All right, about time to do your good gospel song here. And we'll do you. We'll get Dwight to sing you one that's on his latest CD. This was written by his father, and his name is Jim McCall. You might have heard of Jim. And, it's called Where Are You Gonna Hide?
Saints gonna march through heaven's door.
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide?
When Lord the Savior will call your name, are you gonna hide your face in shame?
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide? Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide? Will you let the Lord, my Savior, be your guide?
When Christ the Savior says, well done, has your soul the devil won?
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide?
And pray, won't you walk straight and narrow way?
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide?
When all of God's children go marching in, will your soul be lost in sin?
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide? Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide? Will you let the Lord, my Savior, be your guide?
When Christ the Savior says, well done, has your soul the devil won?
Where you gonna hide? Sinner, where you gonna hide? Where you gonna hide, oh sinner, where you gonna hide? Will you let the Lord, my Savior, be your guide?
When Christ the Savior says, well done, has your soul the devil won?
Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide? Where you gonna hide? Oh, sinner, where you gonna hide?
Well, thank you very much. We got time to do you one more, and we wouldn't think of coming up here. And we'll thank all the folks for being so nice to us. Well, they've just hauled us around and just treated us like home folk, I tell you. And been the best to us, and we've waited a long time to come up here, and we're awful glad to be here. Hope it ain't near as long till next time we get to come. And we might just stay. Y'all send us home after you fed us two or three times, I tell you that. Okay. You ain't got a long enough summer to raise enough to feed all this bunch. How much snow do you get up here? All of it. I asked J.D. how would he like to come up here in February. He said probably couldn't get here. So. We'll be able to record table as soon as we can put these instruments up. And thanks. To really appreciate all the folks being so nice to us. And y'all come over and say howdy to us. And we got some of the ugliest pictures you ever seen in your life over there. Put them in a garden and your corn won't even grow. Here's the title cut off a 1975 record, New South, called the Old Home Place. It's been 10 long years since I left my home.
in the home where I was born. All the cool nights make the woods full cries, and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with the girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too.
What has it done to your home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
With somebody else, the terrors took all my pain. And here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south as cold winds blow, as I stand here hanging my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead.
What have you done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
That's J.D. Crow in the New South.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you. Y'all too nice, I just tell you. Well, we got to, we'll do you one more here. We do know one more. And this is one that J.D. recorded back in the late 60s. But I tell you what, once Charlie Waller sings a song, he kind of owns it. And we really respect Charlie a whole lot. And Dwight had a chance to work with a country gentleman a couple, 2 or 4 years. Before it came with J.D., and we always do this in memory of Charlie Waller. It's called Little Missy.
Hug it close and mother closer. Cut your arms around me tight. For I'm cold, tired, your mother. And I feel so strange tonight. Hurts me here, dear mother, like a stone upon my breast. And I wonder, mother, wonder why it is I cannot rest. Just before the lamps were lighted,
just before the children came. While the room was very quiet, I heard someone call my name. Come up here and live with me, where little children never suffer through the long eternity. Inside the narrow midnight, in the silence calm and deep, lying on her mother's bosom, little Bessie fell asleep. Down gone her vast portal, thou shine. Little Bessie now is tender by her Savior's love and care.
Thank you very much.
That's Shady Crow in the New South. Great job. We're going to be bringing on some folks from the Berklee School to play the instruments that we're raffling off.